Russia has released 215 Ukrainian prisoners of war in a deal negotiated by Turkey. Ukraine says among them are 108 members of the so-called Azov Battalion. They had surrendered to Russian forces in the city of Mariupol back in May after putting up resistance while holed up inside the Azovstal steelworks along with their families. In return, Kyiv has freed pro-Russian oligarch Viktor Medvedchuk and aid 54 Russian prisoners. In a separate deal negotiated by Saudi Arabia, 10 foreigners who fought for Ukraine have been freed by Russia and sent to Riyadh. Among them is Aidan Aslan, a British citizen sentenced to death by Russian-backed separatists. Dave DeRoche is a senior fellow at the Gulf International Forum. He explains the significance of this prisoner swap.
Both sides have a lot of incentive to do this, to exchange prisoners. Moscow clearly wants a situation where its soldiers taken prisoners are not tried for war crimes, even if they've committed them. And what they've done to kind of put leverage on the Ukrainian side is they generally announce that prisoners are held not by Moscow, but by the two puppet states they've set up in the Donbass. That would also force other intermediaries to deal with these countries or with these provinces as if they were countries. At the same time, you know, the presence of foreign prisoners being released, Moscow and Moscow's two puppets have threatened to try them as war criminals just because, you know, they're not Ukrainians. So it's a very, very complicated issue, and I'm not sure if the timing is as significant as we might think it is. But of course, you have the UN General Assembly going together. Saudi Arabia and Turkey seem to have a new era of cooperation. There's discussion of joint production of drones, for example. But I think it's basically designed to get positive buzz and to enhance the status of both countries that have feel that they're not getting the respect they deserve in the West at a time when all the leaders of the world are together in New York.